For any festival goers out there, it looks absolutely amazing. And the film's creator, Macario D'Souza, joins me on the line now to tell me more. Mac, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, man.
Now, I watched the trailer for Six Festivals this morning, and I think listeners to 2SER love music, and I think that they can relate to this. When I was a young tacker, walking into music festivals, the crowd was around. I probably had a bottle of spirits stuffed down my jocks or something, and I would have butterflies in my tummy with the excitement and the energy and the crowd. I swear to God, those feelings came back just watching this trailer because it digs into the heart of the festival experience. So, I mean, just to kick off, I need you to tell me about this movie, Six Festivals, and what it's all about.
Yeah, look, it's exactly that. I grew up, you know, obsessed with music, and in the early days, it was, you know, didn't have enough money to buy a ticket, so we'd jump the fence and sneak into as many as we could, and finally got to a point where we, you know, started buying tickets and going to some of the best festivals in Sydney and around town. So much so that I loved it, that I wanted to become an artist, and over the next few years I did that and started playing at small festivals, you know, shitty slot stages early in the day with just 10 of my friends in the crowd in the blistering sun, and built my way up to playing in front of, you know, thousands of crowds, and played some amazing festivals around the world, and all of that, I guess, all those experiences, just I wanted to tap into that and how we grew up, and the story is essentially focused around our friendship and how music ties it all together. So like you said, three best friends and two guys, one girl. They're sort of 16 years old, never been to a festival. They sneak into their first ever festival and have the time of their lives, get caught, and they get questioned by the police. And at that point, it comes out that one of them has a pending health issue in a brain tumor and has been given about 6 months. And they make a pact to go to as many festivals in the time that he has left. I guess it's that idea of using festivals as an escape, you know, not really facing their problems and just running from reality, having the time in their lives, creating as many memories. But at some point they have to come together and, you know, realize what they're dealing with and deal with that as three best friends.
Mm. Why did you want to make a film about festivals? I mean, this movie weaves together narrative and real bands and live music. It's very unique, and I think festival culture in Australia has been such a big thing for such a long time, and it means so much to so many people. Why did you want to put this together?
I think you just nailed it. It's a culture that means so much to so many people. It's a rite of passage. You know, like a lot of young Australians have. You know, they could tell you their first festival experience, and or they could tell you one of the most memorable moments in their lives, which usually have a festival attached to it. And so, you know, not just from punters, but from artists, from crew, from promoters, it's a whole ecosystem in the world that I find fascinating, and it should be celebrated. And I just feel like it's a unique concept that, you know, shooting it at a real festival, a drama, scripted drama at a real environment like that, just made for a super authentic and raw experience that I feel hasn't been done before. And so I wanted to do something that had the real band coming out themselves, you know, the real music. You could almost call it a musical. There's a lot of music wall to wall. So I think that idea of, you know, interweaving drama with music that often plays as a soundtrack to our lives really helps this film give it a bit of a unique selling point. And that's what excited me.
Mm. Yeah, it looks so exciting. Was there a moment that sort of this lightning bolt of an idea came to you that you're like, well, we can have real bands in here and we can have so much music and, you know, we can explore this? Was there a moment where the idea came to you? And then what was the sort of process afterwards? Were you just like, Jesus, I've got to figure out how to do this now?
Yeah, it was a bit like, you know, my ideas are always pie in the sky, like just over the top. And then you've got to pull it back when it comes to reality and logistics of pulling it together. So the idea was always to shoot it at real festivals with, you know, thousands of euphoric fans singing, dancing, you know, bands on stage with a sea of people in front of them. Those kind of visions were the first, I guess, imagery that was in my head that I sort of started pursuing. And then obviously it came down to the logistics of, you know, A, lining up the music festivals who will allow us to shoot there, B, you know, tagging into the artists and allowing us to not just only shoot them, but have them feature as themselves, and then obviously everything that comes with music clearance with record labels and publishers and management. But given, I guess, my roots in the industry, you know, a lot of these touring acts are friends of mine that we've toured for years together, so I felt like I was in a unique position to tell this story, and that's kind of why I even considered doing it and sort of started by asking four or five key bands early on before I had even finished the script, basically saying, look, I've got this idea, pitched it to them, they all loved it. So I kind of had a good gist of like, okay, cool, if these high-profile acts are in, how it works in the music industry is often people ask, okay, it sounds good, but who's involved? And if it's someone of note, then they usually want to be involved and associated. And I guess it all sort of started to fall into place from that perspective. And yeah, I mean, it was over 5 years of a process to get this film done, purely because we didn't have music festivals for a while there. You know, there was so much drama with festivals, whether it's government waging war on drugs, and then we had bushfires, and then we had floods, and obviously two lockdowns, pandemics, and that made for a super tricky production. But I sort of just stuck to my guns and partnered up with festivals that saw, I guess, what I saw in the vision and that it could be something for, you know, possibly a bit of a cult kind of following with our youth culture in Australia. And jumped on board, and I'm glad they did, and we got a great result because of it.
Absolutely. You mentioned some of the live acts. Do you want to tell us about who people can expect to see? And also tell me about some of the festivals that you actually filmed at. Which were they?
Yeah, so we filmed at the Big Pineapple Festival up on the sunny coast, Yours and Ours down in Wollongong.
Nice, that's where I'm from.
Nice, and Lunar Electric on the Gold Coast as well, somewhere we shot. And there's a couple others in there. So some of the acts that we were able to shoot, you know, and involved in the film are, you know, June Rats, G Flip, Bliss Nesso, Kwame, Hooligan Hefts, Jess B, Peking Duck, Lime Cordial, Running Touch, B Wise, Dope Lemon, Jerome Farrar, Hockey Dad. The list goes on.
Amazing.
It's pretty, yeah, I guess we're so spoiled with talent in Australia that regardless of whether an artist pulled out or they went on a lineup that I initially had my wish list, they were quite interchangeable because it's just such an amazing array of artists and genres.
Absolutely. Tell us about, I'm interested because it seems to capture there's so many little idiosyncrasies of the festival experience, and you've mentioned a few of them, like sneaking in. I can't tell you how many festivals I snuck into and all the funny stories, drug dogs, you know, losing your mates, running from security, all this sort of thing. Was it fun sort of reflecting on your own festival going days and coming up with ideas of things, to little vignettes to add into the film about the festival experience?
Absolutely. What I did initially was had a bit of a drinking session. I just had a beer with my mates, and we literally just threw around some old stories and had a good old laugh, and I just note some of those little anecdotes that I had forgotten and went into the writing process taking all of those experiences in there. And I found myself, when I was writing some of these scenes out, literally just cackling to myself and laughing out loud like a widow in a room by myself. And then when it came to shooting it and bringing that to life, you know, it was fun. You know, the actors loved it. The crew just found themselves laughing. It was challenging at times trying to pull some of them off in those real environments, but you could just tell that everyone had that feeling of nostalgia that's, you know, 80-90% of the people were involved in that kind of scenario back in their time as well. So that was the best part.
Yeah, awesome. Can you tell us a bit about some of these young actors that you worked with and about sort of what the experience was like for them?
Yeah, look, we kind of, for me, the casting process was really trying to find the right personalities more so than the experience. I had these vivid characters in my head that I wanted to represent, and I found some great guys who had some experience and some didn't. Rory Potter, who's the guy who plays the lead, James, he's the one that's got the pending cancer, and he was in The Dressmaker. He's a young, real charismatic kid, lovable guy, and actually he's a big music fan and June Rats fan, actually. And so that he did a great job. Rasmus King and his brother, Kaius King, two pro surfers from Byron Bay. Rasmus just recently finished another film called Bosch and Rocket with Luke Hemsworth and Isabel Lucas. And I saw that, and it was incredible. This is only his second role with us. I actually feel like Rast is potentially a young Heath Ledger in the making. He's a star, he's brilliant, and his brother played his actual brother in the film as well, as his first acting role, and he just transformed so much from his real personality to this character, which was really cool to see. And then we had Yasmin Honeychurch, another Byron Bay local girl who is an incredible singer, actress. She was in another film called Back of the Net on Netflix. She was just likable, beautiful girl, great voice, and just had this nice innocence about her that her role of Summer exactly is. And then Gyala Bales, a strong, proud, black, indigenous woman from Brisbane who is a poet, a model, and hadn't acted before, but I just saw a knack in her that she would bring something to the table that was something that the others couldn't bring. And it was this rawness and this speed of learning. You know, she plays a role that she's an upcoming rapper, as well as all these other dramas that she's dealing with. And so she had this trick of being able to learn songs within 24 hours and then have to perform them in front of real crowds and give me emotion based on what the scene was. So those are sort of the key actors and the roles that were filled, and they had a ball. I know that they really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed working with them.
Yeah, wow, looks amazing. Now, you got the premiere coming up tomorrow, 8:30 at Event Cinemas on George Street as part of the Sydney Film Festival. There's also a live music event afterwards. What's planned and how can people go and see the film?
Yeah, look, we're just excited to finally, you know, unveil the film to the world, and just honoured that it's part of the Sydney Film Festival. We got the opening weekend, which is great. Tomorrow night at Event Cinemas, George Street, 8:15 is the screening, and we've got a lot of the artists involved in the film coming down to support, cast, crew, friends, family. And then afterwards at the Lower Town Hall, straight after the screening, the after party as part of the Sydney Film Festival Hub. And again, we've got a few surprises there with some of the acts that are going to jump up for some performances, a bit more of a stripped back acoustic vibe, and just celebrate the 5 years of hard work that we put into this film.
Well, amazing. It looks absolutely stunning. And yeah, as I said, brought back all those feelings of walking into a festival with butterflies, just getting ready for a massive day and making some huge memories. As you mentioned, I mean, some of my favorite memories are from festivals, and I'm sure listeners can relate to that. Good luck with the film. And it looks stunning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Dev. Thanks for having me, mate.
Cheers.